is this?
Let them know, okay?
Brittany, bitch.
It's Britt reviewing Real Housewives of Atlanta, and the pillow talk fight continued. Nene claims she didn't mean to start a fight.
We are all freaking adults. It ain't about getting all crunk with no fences and stuff.
Portia blamed the evil spirits.
I just start seeing spirits in people's faces. I wouldn't say demons, but there was definitely a evil spirit that had entered the space.
Cynthia got a little too close to Candy, and Candy turned all the way up.
I will drag you in this bitch.
Cynthia and Candy recap the events the next day.
Cynthia comes over in my personal space. So you know how I am. That's my trigger. I wasn't trying to go and get Candy crunk on 100. As soon as I get there, she was like, you need to back up. You getting too close.
It wasn't cool now that I look back, but all I can do right now is try to apologize.
Kenya's friend Brandon wanted to file papers on Apollo.
He cracked my rib. Do you know that's automatic felony? At the end of the day, what I keep thinking about is Aiden and their newborn.
Nene blamed Kenya.
You are not right, Kenya. You shouldn't have gotten up out of your
Nene,
seat.
We're not going to blame this whole thing on me, Nene.
Because you did it.
Phaedra was embarrassed.
As black people, we struggle to fight against stereotypes every day. And so when we act crazy, it helps nobody.
Did they embarrass themselves? Let me know what you think. Tweet me at @2prettybritty and @RussParshow. And for more ratchetness, go to therussparmorningshow.com.
Now, Nene didn't say fists.
Yes, she did.
That's plural for fist.
Yes.
Yeah. Fists.
Yeah.
Fists. But let me just tell you something. That was real ratchet.
It was very ratchet.
And, you know, it's like Todd, who is
Candy's fiance.
These guys are all talk, man. I don't know real gangsters in there. Maybe.
Apollo crazy.
Apollo been to jail and he's going back.
Because that's why
I want to take his shirt off. That's all.
And yeah. Phaedra is she's crazy because she's contradicting herself talking about we have a stereotype. But it was your husband that did most of the ghetto fabric.
It sure was.
But I don't think she was comfortable with it.
No, she wasn't.
No, she wasn't comfortable with it. But I will tell you this. Nene set that all up.
She went personal
with all these folks. And I agreed with Ken.
Candy?
Portia.
No, Ken.
Who?
Too many dang K's.
Yeah, too many K's.
Kenya.
Because they showed the footage where Christopher Williams grabbed her and pulled her arm back.
Because she was charging his wife.
She didn't look like she was charging. She got up to go speak to her.
I don't know.
Should he have been grabbing her by the arm and yanking her back? Because that's what he did.
Maybe not, but should her friend have jumped in knowing that he was outnumbered? He was outnumbered by a lot.
Well, let me just tell you something. You know, he might be gay, but he's still a man. It took two of them to pull him back. You better believe it.
Well, he could never get up because they were choking him out. And,
they were choking him. It was so ghetto.
Yeah, well.
It was embarrassing.
But Russ, you remember Nene came on this show and tried to and was a bully and got mad when she got called a bully.
Yeah.
Where it all started, she was mad because Kenya was late. That's where it all started.
And that was just like...
That was just a reason. That was just a reason.
I think she wanted verbal fights, but not physical fights.
Well, and then they continued it, you know, when they went to the spa. Anyway, next week it's going to be kind of interesting.
Very interesting. Apparently, Kenya's going to try to, you know, kill her with kindness.
Yeah, well, I think that they just need to go ahead and fight and get it over with.
Well, you want to see that. Just like when you were 14, you want somebody's bra to come off.
Right, they're going to keep their clothes on, though.
We shall
see. Nobody wants to see Nene.
Nobody wants to see
Kenya. No, no. No, no. No, no, Nene.